And continuing.
And we are continuing, Alex. We will hand it over to JF, who still has a little piece.
Oh, tiny question. I don't want to take up too much time on this. There was a bit of a discussion about the fat in human diets, and I mentioned the paleo and ketogenic diets, which is not something that I tried to attain. It's just a sort of, through trial and error, found my way to something very closely resembling that, and it really seems to not produce inflammation for me in the intestines. Now, I will adjust the fat, maybe, because I think probably eating too much fat. Oh, and he says yes. Okay. way too much fat.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The other part that is specific to these types of diets is that they're very low in grains, or no grains at all, or very low carbs at least. Is that something that for me, I think the grains is what is triggering a lot of the inflammation for me. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So, at least for the time being, not necessarily as an absolute forever, it is actually beneficial for me to little to no grains.
I would agree.
Okay. So I can concentrate on meat, fruits, vegetables, a little bit of fat.
Yes.
And that will be good.
Yes.
Thank you. That is all.
And behind that, with the grains, are grains okay for me, Elias? I feel like...
Yes.
I'm like okay with a little bit of bread. Everything is radically changing. I'm sitting here in between the two sessions and everything that they're talking about, which I'm assimilating, and I feel like I'm a little bit of a different person somehow. I know I'm me, but there's so much changing on the level of form that I get. I think I'm a little, trying to come to terms with the new place where I am redefining what's important and where I'm looking at what's triggering that session, really, I related to. And, of course, the session with Lila. The diet change was much more than a dietary change. It was much more about a shift in consciousness. I'm moving to making me more important. I've got a long way to go, I feel like. But I feel, like, happier than I've ever felt in life, and less worried and anxious about what's coming. So that's happening.
Congratulations.
Yes, I mean, I feel okay.
That is tremendous.
Yes, and I feel like people are working out their own lives, and I'm looking at how I obligate myself and feel responsible. I'll give a specific example. At night or in the morning when I come out of sleep, I run through the inventory of the day, and arising from sleep, sometimes that'll happen, depending on how I wake up. And my first feeling or thought is, I have to help my daughter with her kids. So I know it's my own deficit and lack of help. I realize she is not having that experience. But the way to shortcut it for me is to move into some kind of thing I enjoy, which is, I talk to Raphael, or I think about a magical technique. I do something that I like that's just for me. It may not be for everybody else, but... And then I feel very calm right away. Going into sleep, same thing. So something is going on there. That magic stuff is really fun for me. It really is fun, Elias.
Excellent.
I'm liking it, and it's slower than I thought it would be. And I hear YouTube's about it being good for some, dangerous and all that. But I'm having a kind of nice experience. And I feel you encouraged me with the scrying, and that has been very helpful as a segue into the magical exploit.
I agree.
And I do want to conjure something for the fun of it. But I've already been doing that in the book, as you know, in that book. And the book is coming in so strongly now that, you know, I'm moving everything aside, being a little firmer about I'm important, I'm number one, it's my turn. I want to enjoy today, for instance, with my group, even with the mini sessions, so that I can tell Mary how important her personality, her being, her choices in her life have been for me. They are very important for me. Yeah. They've helped me. Like, I feel like I'm going to cry now because they have put the emphasis on Sandra. And I can't thank her enough. So, well, anyway. So that's pretty much it. Other than that, aside from what smells are good for me right now, I mean, what am I a smeller of? What's the question?
Focus and essence smell.
I guess it could be fir balsam and maybe something sweet smelling, a tree smell. Got any clue for me? I don't know.
You know when you said fir balsam, I thought you said
fir ball. I did too.
I know, you keep thinking
fur
I
ball.
Say fir balls.
I was going, oh God.
No, it's not fir ball. Fir balsam.
Balsam fir.
Is that how you say
balsam
it?
Fir.
Oh, balsam fir. I got it backwards. Who knew? Oh, that's another thing going on. Everything is turning upside down. I'll get to that after I know what the scents are. But I have something to talk about this week.
It's okay.
I would express cedar.
Okay. Oh. Well, that's not a shock. We're smelling it all around. Cedar is essence?
Yes.
Or focus. And focus would be something different?
Yes. Any impression?
Oh, maybe sandalwood. I don't. Something sweet. Nice.
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus! Darn, you always give me such weirdo things. Eucalyptus! Okay. I'll have to look into eucalyptus. All right. Okay. And you mentioned something interesting, core truth. What is a core truth you could tell me? A core truth would be something that is a truth for me that's very important that I believe in, that I come in with?
Loyalty.
Okay, done with that whole segment. Now, the thing I want to talk about was the actual physical reality that JF and I don't believe you as much, Lila, but we went through a tremendous electrical display, explosion of trees everywhere. It was phenomenal. But it didn't penetrate me exactly. When the actual thing was going over Sam's Club, I was in the place when we heard the tornado over the tin roof and saw it out in front of the lot. I was just decided I'm going to read the books that I like to read. So I just moved into myself and enjoyed my reading because I know it's all happening. It felt like this display of the Uranian energy which entered Zero Taurus in the past week. Maybe I was expecting something quite shocking and electrifying and out of the ordinary. And it appeared to a lot of people. But I can't still understand how it related to me. I went through it okay. I mean, I wasn't taken out by it, were you?
No, just we a like, okay. Bit of a treacherous drive for me. But.
I actually think it might have been harder for JF. I was okay in my house. I was expecting some powerful, interesting, and there it was. And I met people on my road that were very interesting. I was appreciative of the workers that brought the dry ice and the water to the community. I felt my community. So I want to move out of this separate thing that you were talking to JF about. You see, this, I'm different from everybody. I do look for my connection. Do I?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm making that effort through the writing and
I would agree.
I'm done.
I would express that was precisely the point.
Of that explosion and everything we had?
It was how easily you moved through it.
Yeah, I did.
And how you didn't create significant drama.
No.
How you didn't engage fear.
No.
How you used that to allow you to be connecting with other individuals.
And it was very quiet and peaceful. I actually enjoyed this counterpart action in my physical house, that it was so nice and quiet and electricity free. it felt like I went back to primitive lives where we didn't have these things. And life was different. Rhythms were different. Light, I got up early and went to bed early all of a sudden. But I think I'm going through a lot of changes with this now. A lot is happening. The diet was the symbol, the focal point of life. The details of it, like, I get a little picky with, can I have a teaspoon of honey every day or a teaspoon of maple syrup? But not too much has changed with the diet for me, just dropping away sweets. But it feels like there's something much more intrinsic going on now. The thing that you talked about with Lila, the appreciation of each moment now. You know, I chose how I wanted to go through that storm and event.
Precisely.
Deliberately. I chose when the thing was shaking the entire environment. Well, I'm going to just read a nice book here and do my thing. I feel the magic, too, will be the same. I feel the magic will be a lot more choosing. Magic, all it is choosing.
You are
That's
correct.
All it is. Trust of self and choosing.
Yes.
Period. The ritual is only...
And giving yourself the... real awareness that it is easier than you think.
Okay.
That is a significant piece. What I would say to you is that is a piece that you have temporarily been counterparting with Michael in relation to that type of experience, easier than you think,
okay.
Easier than you expect.
All right. Fascinating. The initial reason was the tremendous curiosity, of course, and this demonstration to myself of how I could choose and trust, but it also related to what I wanted to write. So I asked this, I talk to you every night, Elias, the Pantheon, Elias Patel, you all have positions in this whole thing. It's very whatever I do. And you all come in, and now I feel you in my home, which I never felt before. I never felt you in my world, interpenetrating my whole world like you are now. And so I'm talking to Raphael. I wanted to bring in that particular essence or energy. It feels like an energy gestalt or thought form that's built up over time. Raphael, it felt like. It's not an entity, but I will give it a form. But I wanted it to help me with my book and writing, because re-entry into that was a little difficult, because I'd let it go for a while. I was thinking, and working on things and listening to tapes, but to sit down and physically write and do the book, now I have to move into re-entry with it and really carve out time strongly. So I sat down the first day and reordered the whole book fairly effortlessly. It was very interesting. I mean, I was locked in that, either, you know, that rhythm of this world, that world, this world, and then I was able to clump chapters together in a very short amount of time that made a much more sense about how to flow through the book. So I was thankful that I got the input. Whether it works or not, it didn't even matter. It just that the whole experience of it felt much easier and not so formulaic, like a grind. All right, good. Okay, that's it. Now, I would ask you, this is the first time I've ever had a session where, can you say something to me where it's anything at all? And I'm open. Is it something that JF works on, or Lila, or I'm like open to anything, because I don't know what else to do with the time right now. Because I'm so happy and complete at the moment. Is that terrible? I'm
no.
To say anymore. Or to us as the group, or you know, anything. We're all.
I would reiterate that statement that what you are doing is easier than you think.
All right, that's big.
Could apply to all three of you.
Okay.
That you build ideas mm-hmm. in your heads mm-hmm. of whatever you are doing. Whether it is creating magic, or whether it is moving in a direction with your body, or whether it is not being model material yet.
See, yeah. Here we are. Yes, yes.
You build these ideas in your heads of what is involved.
Exactly.
What this direction entails.
The sequence.
And what you will have to experience and what you will have to do and what will be involved in this direction for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And in your heads, it is much more complicated and much more difficult than it actually is. Mm. That the action is much easier and flowing and doesn't require much thinking and much effort at all.
Is this kind of complication you're talking about, is that at least partially due to a challenge with deservingness? Or is that another thing?
Interesting question. Yeah.
Not entirely, no. I would say that... No. You are each moving in a direction in which you are recognizing your deservingness more and more. You are expressing it more and more. It is becoming more natural. And it isn't a subject that you are significantly and continuously struggling with. Or sabotaging yourselves with. You aren't. Mm-hmm. You have given yourselves considerable information. You have practiced. You have become more familiar with what that feels to be deserving. And that feeling being a validation to you that you actually are deserving and that you have moved in a direction of setting aside that notion of being arrogant mm-hmm. or being self-centered or being self-entitled in a negative manner. And therefore, I would say that deserving is not as much a factor.
Is it just that we're used to, well, like, I wanted to paint, so I would watch YouTubes, and then I would practice what I watched. It was just like a teaching thing. I really didn't even know how to segue into some of this stuff. So it was comfortable to get that first kind of basic idea, pick a school that I identified with more, whose outcome was closer to what I wanted. And then I feel like it's going to just unfold. That's pretty much it.
Yes. But
again,
now you see the difference in a subject such as that, painting,
yes.
and you choosing how you want to do it, and choosing a method,
yes.
you don't necessarily have an expectation that it will be hard.
No.
Because you already are acknowledging to yourself that you are learning.
Yeah.
And in that, it isn't something you already know and you are changing and therefore it will be hard. You already know reality. And to be performing magic, you have to change it.
Exactly.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But you think you do.
Yes, I hear you.
You already know your body and your method of communication to yourself in physical manifestations, but in order to be more efficient, you have to change it. And that will be difficult.
Yes,
no, you don't have
to
change it. Just as you and I discussed, it isn't bad. It is a communication. And I would express to you that accepting that method of communication is very likely that automatically it would quiet it and reduce it, or you already know what you are engaging with yourself, with your body, with your awareness, and the direction that you are moving in expanding your self-awareness. But in order to display that in some physical manifestation, you have to change something about yourself.
Got it.
But you don't.
Got it.
And that will be hard. Because you have to change you in order to be what you want to be. No, you don't. And no, it won't be hard. It is easy.
Thank you.
Generating the magic is easy. And it isn't something you have to change in your reality. Being the model doesn't mean you have to change you. Or be perfect, and your knees don't have to be functioning perfectly either. Or moving in your directions and allowing your body to generate the signals that it generates and not perceiving them as bad and automatically a sign of a disease. There is no disease. You don't have to change it. And by accepting it, it will likely change itself. Because by accepting it, you are acknowledging this has been successful. It has been giving me information. It does encourage me to pay attention. I do pay attention every time I have one of these shocks. But there is no disease happening. It has been successful. It has been efficient. And in acknowledging that, the body consciousness likely will almost stop doing it because it isn't necessary. Because you will be paying attention and don't require such an extreme display to pay attention. Knowing what the associations are, knowing what you are doing, isn't necessary for you to generate such immediate and dramatic physical manifestations because you already know what you're doing. And you don't have to change anything. None of you have to change something. None of you have to change yourselves to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And each of you, with what you want to accomplish, it is not as difficult as you perceive it to be. It is actually as simple as merely, in your terminology, making up your mind that that is what you want to do, and then doing it. Therefore, making a decision to generate a choice and then choosing it. Doing it.
Thank you.
That is as simple as it is. It isn't complicated.
We just had a demonstration of it with Mary with smoking and me with dropping the sugar. It was just one way. That was it. The choice?
Precisely. Yeah. Precisely. Yeah. And that is what I am referring to in that temporary counterpart action. That this was a display, this was an example of an experience that was perceived as being, or should have been, tremendously difficult.
It should have been, and it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
No.
Okay. Those are the social expectations.
Precisely.
Could it be also that some of the residual fear about these things are other bleed-throughs from other experiences where we've had challenges with these explorations?
Yes.
Okay.
And in this focus.
Oh, yes, this one too, yeah.
Yes.
So the way I get around it is I'll write a book about something that's socially acceptable. That's another thing. The expression, you once said you changed probabilities because you decided to go ahead and do that book. In what respect would you say?
What would you say?
I would say it went from more internal life to external life. The rippling out would be different.
I would agree.
It would have been a different kind of life. It would have been moving into more centered personal stuff. This way it's actually going out into the world more.
And I would also express that in generating your energy in the direction of the book, you have, in a manner of speaking, avoided a considerable number of personal challenges in your experiences. What I would express to you is that was also begun at a time you began writing the books.
Yes.
At a time in which you were beginning to be done with all of those tremendously challenging experiences that you have engaged in your life with family.
Yes. I moved just when I started the book. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Did we like that? We did.
I would
has moved a lot in the last 2-3 years that I've seen her.
I would agree.
We all have.
And I would express congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And tremendous encouragement.
Okay. Thank you.
Until our next meeting, my friends.
Yes.
In great lovingness to each of you. Au revoir.
Au revoir, dear Elias. Au revoir. Right. Thank you.